Series windows and doors. If you're looking for a vinyl window frame that is contemporary with modern crisp lines, you'll love the new Trinzic series from Milgard and Paso Robles Glass. Give your home a clean, sleek look with less vinyl and more glass to enjoy your view. Whether it's new construction or replacement, Paso Robles Glass has a window for you. And remember, they are the replacement window masters. Call Paso Robles Glass for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014. That's 238-4014 for Paso Robles Glass.
Get it fast, save some cash. Paso Glass is where it's at.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
Houston Texans receiver Tank Dell has been diagnosed with a torn ACL and dislocated kneecap, while Texans safety Jimmy Ward has been diagnosed with a mid-foot sprain that will require season-ending surgery. Both injuries occurred in Saturday's loss at Kansas City. NFL media reports the Green Bay Packers will activate tight end Luke Musgrave off injured reserve for tonight's game against New Orleans. Musgrave has been out since week 3 after having ankle surgery. The NFL has moved Sunday's Cowboys-Eagles game to 1 p.m. Eastern. It also moves Sunday's Packers-Vikings game to 4:25 Eastern. In college football, Notre Dame defensive lineman Riley Mills will miss the remainder of the college football playoffs due to a right knee injury. Baseball multiple outlets report the Boston Red Sox are signing former Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Walker Buehler to a one-year, $21 million deal.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. After 3 years without a confirmed detection, the Washington State Department of Agriculture and USDA have declared the northern giant hornet eradicated from Washington and the U.S. Washington State Director of Agriculture Derek Sanderson says he's proud of his team, which dedicated years of hard work to safeguarding our state and the nation from this invasive threat to our native pollinators and agriculture. This effort to find and eradicate the hornets began in 2019. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced a last-minute breakthrough to help farmers. A must-pass bill to avert a government shutdown will now include farm aid, giving farmers something to celebrate this Christmas. Johnson says high-pressure lobbying efforts by him and multiple farm groups have paid off. Johnson says this final package starts with $10 billion, along with the $2 billion USDA announced in November for specialty crops. The U.S. continues benefiting from solid economic growth, low unemployment, and moderate inflation, with the overall economy likely to continue on that trajectory, but the rural economic outlook is more uncertain. According to CoBank's Knowledge Exchange, the high level of policy uncertainty facing rural industries adds to their already long list of headwinds. CoBank's Rob Fox says access to export markets and labor availability are critically important for ag producers and processors.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are wavering in a quiet holiday shortened week as consumers are less confident about economic concerns, according to the Conference Board's latest reading. Tech is the best performing sector today, boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Shares of Nordstrom are down over 1% after the department store said that it would be taken private after agreeing to be acquired by members of the Nordstrom family and Mexican department store chain El Puerto de Liverpool in a deal valued at over $6.2 billion. And it's official. Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan inking a deal to join forces as traditional car makers contend with falling sales, slumping share prices, and increased competition from EV makers. The deal is expected to close in August of 2026 and would create the world's third largest car maker by annual sales after Toyota and Volkswagen. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
With energy, the salt talks, and the Panama Canal so much in the news, you might not have noticed that National Health Insurance is moving up on the outside. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
For purposes of clarity and outright honesty in discussing proposed national health insurance plans, I shall refer to them as socialized medicine, for that's what is really being proposed. A series of regional meetings sponsored by the Department of HEW has been scheduled, and the first one took place recently in Washington. The hearings, of course, have to do with socialized medicine for America. If the Washington meeting was an indication of things to come, the only question to be decided is which proposal for socializing health care do we get? There didn't seem to be anyone present putting in a plug for the system we've been using, which happens to offer the best medical care in the world. Let me ask you, do you think there's a health care crisis in the United States? If the polls are correct, 9 out of 10 of you first said yes. But now let me ask you about yourself. Do you have ready access to a doctor if you need one? Are you relatively near to hospitals or medical centers if you should be in need of the services they offer? Would it be impossible for you to get medical help in a reasonable time in case of an emergency? Again, if the polls are correct, 9 out of 10 of you answered yes to those questions. In other words, 9 out of 10 of you have been conned into believing there is a health care crisis, but 9 out of 10 of you think it applies to someone else. We have the highest ratio of doctors and nurses to patients in all the world. Less than 0.5% of our people live in counties where there is no hospital or medical treatment center, but most of those aren't more than 25 miles from such a facility. The LA Times recently ran a pro-con set of articles on socialized medicine. They used the other name for it. The advocate for it ranted about greed in the healthcare field. He ended up with proposals for tens of thousands of new doctors and nurses all trained at taxpayers' expense, every doctor and dentist on government salary, public ownership of all drug and medical equipment companies, and then said all of this could be provided for only 80% of present healthcare costs. That must have been his laugh line. Total healthcare costs last year were $140 billion, a tidy sum. But Senator Kennedy and Congressman Cormann's plan is priced by HEW at $248 billion. The second most popular plan, and one which I'm sorry to say some defeatists in the Medical Association have caved in on, would cost $243 billion. Then there's one the insurance companies think they could live with, and perhaps on, which would cost $234.5 billion. All of these are from studies by HEW, which of course is heart and soul in favor of socialized medicine. And yet our crisis-ridden present health care system costs around $100 billion less than the best government can come up with. Maybe there's a clue to these contrasting prices in some statistics about patients in government-run hospitals and in private hospitals. Medical patients spend an average of 8 days in private hospitals. The same kind of patient in our veterans' hospitals linger 26 and a half days. Nursing costs per private patient average $218. In the VA hospitals, it is $580 of our tax dollars. Why don't we let well enough alone? This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Anyone who has attended church as a young person, probably at least once, was bored and got into trouble by creating a minor disturbance. It happened to the Baca Boys, but I'll guarantee the outcome of your disturbance was a bit different from theirs.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. The Roosters family wants to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, and with the Christmas Eve fast approaching, the Roosters elves have all the Christmas firearm presents wrapped and ready to load on a Santa's sleigh for delivery. And you know that although the background check time has passed to meet the Christmas Day deadline delivery for firearms, we always welcome customers coming down to Roosters to buy themselves a great firearm, and they tell us,
"Sweetheart, I don't have anything for you for Christmas, so my Christmas present to you is this. Go down to Roosters and pick out a gun."
I know this has worked well for me. I am sure it will work well for you. So come on down and see the great selection of firearms we have in stock. Or if you don't see it, we can order it.
If this doesn't work out, Rooster still has a lot of great gifts for that someone special. The chocolate handguns and chocolate ammo are back by popular demand. And we have all of the newest Black Rifle shirts and mugs. So come on down to Rooster's Firearms, located 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give us a shot and you'll be glad you did.
It was Christmas Eve, 1880, in Socorro, New Mexico. The local Methodist church was holding their annual Christmas Eve service. Brothers Abram and Onofro Baca and cousin Antonio were at church. During the service, the boys put their muddy boots on a shawl that had dropped to the floor from a girl sitting in front of them. The girl became upset. The boys became indignant. And the parishioners, led by A.M. Conklin, led the boys from the church. As Conklin was leaving the church, the Baca boys were there to meet him. The boys grabbed Conklin, shoved him against the church, and shot him then and there. Even though no one saw the shooting, everyone knew who did it. 4 days later, a posse caught up with cousin Antonio and jailed him. But within 48 hours, his cousins had slipped him a pistol. In the escape attempt, Antonio was killed. Brothers Abram and Onofrio bugged out to the El Paso, Texas area, where the Texas Rangers discovered them. Abram was arrested and returned to Socorro. Onofrio crossed over the border into Mexico, but being in Mexico didn't save him. The Texas Rangers were noted for not letting something as minor as a foreign country's border keep them from getting their man. And Ranger James Gillett went to Mexico and got an Onofro. Evidently, an Onofro was a bit abrasive because when Gillett got him to Socorro, it was decided to just get the whole business over with and lynch him. Interestingly, with two of the Baca boys dead, Abram was tried and found innocent. Justice in the Old West sure was strange. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curberel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Here's Jeff Babb, the new owner at Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero.
Our leaf blowers are in stock. We have different sizes, different varieties, and Echo, as well as Miriama. The chainsaw season is here. Full line of Echo saws from consumer up to professional grade. As the weather changes and we get a little deeper into winter, be prepared for those storms. We've got generators in stock as well, Honda generators, and propane to keep you warm as usual.
Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. My name is Kevin Will, and in studio this afternoon with us is Jake Zaleski. He is with Uncle Ed's Outfitters and lots of information to give you about what he does and what they offer at Uncle Ed's in Atasco. But first thing, Jake, give us a little background on the Uncle Ed's.
Well, Uncle Ed's Outfitters has been a family-owned and operated business since about 2002. We started it off with the whole family going down and looking for something fun to do, and we fell in love with the industry, and it has evolved multiple times over the years until we are where we are today in our new building and building up an educational basis and hopefully helping people get comfortable and acquainted with not only firearms but situational awareness type of information and sort of grow it.
Now, you yourself, you are obviously trained in various aspects, but particularly safety, and you have you're a chief range safety officer, a gunshot wound, and then the first aid certified. So you have made yourself very versatile within the industry, because you say before we came on air that you've been in the industry for quite a few years.
When it comes down to this industry, there's never too much to learn. You can always continue to learn in this industry, and especially being an educator and a teacher, we want to make sure we're bringing the most modern and up-to-date information to you. So we try and make sure that we are trained up ourselves. We have our staff is all set up as certified instructors throughout various different types of platform, whether it's basic rifle, pistol, or shotgun, medical. We have a wonderful cadre of people, including a professional medical instructor who teaches our HEART program, Tim Hallmark. We paired up with a law enforcement level and advanced instructor, Steve Odom with Spartan Training Resources. Or Tactical Solutions, I'm sorry, that's his old name. But and we work with a CCW training program with Aaron Miller at the different gun ranges, teaching people how to get certified for their CCW permits.
When I go back to the medical, explain that more specifically to our audience of what that means to the layperson.
So when it comes down to the medical information, it is basically the CPR and heart association courses with the defibrillators, and we do both adult and infant. Tim puts on a wonderful program. But the part with the gunshot wounds allows you to sort of prepare yourself for that worst case scenario incident. It allows you to not just see something in the movies and stick a finger in a hole or something. You actually can take a bandage and know how to properly and educatedly stop the bleeding to potentially save somebody's life during a training incident.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I just happened to, when I was looking at your website, which folks, by the way, it's an outstanding website. There's a plethora of information and it's easy to navigate. And one of the things is you'll be amazed on how much they offer there at Uncle Len's. But my point is that when I was looking at one of the safety aspects of it, and here's something I don't think a lot of people think about that often, particularly if they're new to the guns. Now, you know, most people, never point the gun, you know, make sure your finger is in such and such a place, make sure you're not loaded and, you know, point. But also is, and I didn't even think about this, because matter of fact, as you know, that I was out yesterday with two of my brother-in-laws. We were doing some shooting, to look behind you. And I looked at that and I said, you know what? I said, I'm sure somebody probably told me that, but I don't remember being told that. And I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense, because not only because you never know, but also you need, other than what's in front of you, your complete surrounding.
Yeah, situational awareness is huge. It's all part of the safety aspect of it. When they say to know your target and its surroundings, that is including 360 degrees. So it's something that you got to make sure you know where the kids are, you know where the animals are, you know what's behind your targets, and what potentially, if something does happen, or as an instructor, you have an incident where a round is discharged in an improper direction, that you know where it could potentially be going and the damage it could cause. So knowing and understanding this, all the different safety aspects of it, and actually going into the field and practicing them, it really does help with the learning and making it a safer sport.
And also, particularly if you're out in Mother Nature, you got to double check, because if you're, you know, out specifically doing certain kind of shooting or so forth, such as we were doing yesterday at Skeet, we're basically in one area, but you got to make sure that the ground, that your feet are stable, because if you're going to be there for a while, something may happen, particularly after it's been wet for a while, and you don't want to go off balance when you're pulling, taking a shot.
Yeah, and that is a huge part of going out to a good facility, is making sure that they're properly maintained, they've got a good preparation, the ground's taken care of, all of the targets are taken care of. That is part of the setup for a good instructor or a good class. You want to make sure that you're taking these students to a good, safe environment, and that is a good reason, because you fire the gun and you're on unstable ground and you've got unstable footing, it can cause a problem.
It could be a problem as well. So let's get into one of the many things that you have so many training courses that people can get together, and you have one, you know, the first one would be the basic firearm, beginner's training.
So yeah, it starts off with our basic firearms ownership. It's taught by one of our staff members, multiple staff members. We've got a great group of guys that are all trained instructors. So we come out and we walk you through the process of how to purchase, how to own, how to store, how to take care of everything, and to make sure that you're doing it the right way in compliance with the regulations, also making sure that you're keeping yourself and your family safe in the process of purchasing and owning one. So it gives you the good starting point to be able to get your sport off and running right.
All right. So because in the last couple of years, we know that gun ownership has gone up, you know, pretty significantly around the country. So, and people say, well, you know what, I want to learn how to do this, et cetera, et cetera. And my understanding is some people come in, and because of what we see in movies and TVs, they want to come in as a beginner and get, you know, something that they really, really shouldn't be handling.
So when it comes down to how our staff chooses to approach new customers, is we'd like to get to know our customer a little bit first. We want to make sure that we're not just selling them an object that's coming out of the counter. And we want to make sure that they're not purchasing something because the movies or the video games said so. But if that's their goal, of course, we're going to help with customer service. We're going to sell them something. But we will give them our opinions, and we'll let them hear and sort of see why we feel the way we do. And that's one of the things we pride ourselves on, is being open for any questions that somebody may have to come in and ask, and, hey, why do you like this? Or why do you do it this way? And we're going to answer those questions. It's not a waste of our time. It's actually very important for learning.
I would hope that people would understand that, you know, if you're, when you're getting into something, and, you know, like many things, you can say, I'm trying to think, well, maybe even dirt bike riding, you don't go and get the biggest, baddest thing right from the get-go. It's a progression of learning from, you know, I'll just say, you know, the littlest, or, you know, I can't think of the least powerful, and building up when you get confidence in your skills and you know how to handle, and then you know what you really want and what you can handle.
One of the biggest things to try and remember when you're doing firearms is to remove the bravado, remove the ego from it, and to do what your goal, ultimate goal is. If your goal is to learn to go out and hunt, then you're going to need to learn to go out and handle the rifle that you're going to use, and you're going to need to learn to go out and be able to operate it the safest way possible. When you're going to go out and you're trying to do target shooting, you're going to use that particular firearm. But it is the best thing to do is to start with a good, solid base of education. So starting small is a good way to begin.
Mm-hmm.
If you are with the individual who's going to start big, we'll work with you anyway, and we'll go from there and sort of make corrections as we need to.
Now, when we think of basic firearm training is one thing, but then some people have specific. They'd rather have the pistol and or the shotgun and so forth. So you offer, I mean, the basic, and I may be a little presumptuous here, is the basic training the basic, no matter if you're getting a pistol or a shotgun?
That's correct. It's a generalized overview of firearms ownership in general in the state of California. And when we start to break the other classes apart, and you'll see them, they're longer courses. There's 6 to 8 hours on these classes, depending on which one. So you go in, instead of going just like a basic firearms ownership course, you'll move into basic handgun or basic rifle or basic shotgun. We're able to break it down a lot more in depth and a lot better for you to understand that particular style of firearm. So it's the 2-hour class, little basic beginner course, is an entry, and then we're going to sort of branch you into the direction you're looking to travel.
Okay, also something that I saw that fascinated me, and I never, one, thought about it or read about it is, and you can, obviously you'll explain this, what is this real estate agent safety and self-defense?
So we work with a couple different organizations. We work with the USCCA, we work with the CRPA, the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Each one of them supplies a different style of situational or personal awareness. What it does is, like the real estate class. The real estate class breaks it down for a broker for being able to protect themselves in all the different situations they may find themselves in. So in other words, when you're out in the middle of nowhere with no service, how do you handle the situation? How do you deal with weird clients? How do you deal with people that are causing problems or asking inappropriate questions? I mean, these are the kinds of things we'll branch into. It's not just about firearms. It's also about the aspect of being overall just taking care of your general safety and your family's safety.
How did this aspect come about? Do you know?
When we first started in the industry a long time ago, it was the environment of a lot of the gun businesses. You walked in, you knew what you wanted, you paid the cash, and you walked out. There wasn't a lot of resource, at least in my personal opinion. And so when it came down to it, we evolved into somebody that was going to give you the resources. We wanted to be there to answer the questions and to help you out. So by supplying these classes, not only does it allow our instructors to cross-train over multiple styles, but it also allows the person to come in and say, you know what, I'm not quite interested in guns yet, but I'm still looking for a little bit of help. And so we're here to help you. It's not just about the firearms. It's also about learning the safety and how to take care of yourself, how to take care of your family.
Is there, when people come in, and this could be, you know, obviously with the first time, but even your seasoned gun owner, because so many things change. You know, somebody, you know, I've been shooting for 20 years and I didn't know because of the laws or whatever issues that keep coming up in California. So obviously you folks are on top of that. But I mean, it's people need to be. There can be no excuse. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, in this industry, the day you say you know everything is the day you really know nothing. So it's, if you consider yourself an expert, then great. That's wonderful. Usually you specialize in certain areas. You can be an expert in certain areas, but to be an expert in this entire field is almost physically impossible. You have to keep learning as an instructor. You have to keep bettering your skills. I don't care how good you are. I mean, when you look at some of the higher level training instructors that we've got working with us, their skill sets are unmatched, but they're still out there week after week or month after month, honing their skills and being able to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly students in our own.
All right, we're going to go take a break right now. We're with Jake from Uncle Ed's. We'll be right back.
News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson appears in court. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in New York City with the latest.
And he was able to go in front of a judge for his state cases. So there's a federal case and the state case, and that's why he was here at the Supreme Court in New York City. But he appears to be pretty calm as someone can be that's facing murder charges here. He was asked for his plea by the judge, and he said not guilty.
Trouble brewing for Starbucks. Union workers at several locations across the country are on strike demanding higher wages.
We're not out here just fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for baristas nationwide, and we're fighting for low-paid work to no longer be considered low-paid work. We want to be able to live and be in the cities that we work in.
This comes as thousands of Amazon workers are also on strike 2 days before Christmas. America's listening to Fox News.
It's bad enough that you're involved in an accident, then the hassle of getting your vehicle repaired. Well, there's never a hassle when you work with Davis Body Shop, where customer satisfaction is just the way they've been doing business for well over 50 years. And we're proud of what our customers, like Aaron, have to say about us.
The folks at Davis Body Shop are professional, timely, and courteous. Dennis handled our claim from start to finish. He provided a complete timeline for the work, and he kept us informed at all times. They even completed the job early. I would always take my car here first. Don't chance it.
And if needed, Davis Body Shop will work closely with your insurance company to make sure every step of the claim process goes smoothly. Davis Body Shop, with two convenient locations, one on El Camino Real in Atascadero with an Enterprise rental facility on site, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off. Kevin Will in studio with Jake from Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, where they have lots of training programs available for you, whether you're a first-time gun owner, wanting to even learn more and also hone your skills, and also something that I know you folks have been pushing a little bit, and it's a lot of fun. It's the archery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with the archery. We're U.S. Archery certified instructors, so we're hopefully going to be bringing some of the competitions into our local area, including the Joe Addo Junior Youth Program. So we're working on getting all that fired up. We got lane rentals, instruction, and 24-hour access facility, so then that way all the hardworking men and women that work late hours can come in whenever they feel like it with a membership.
So is archery, is that something that's kind of picked up a little bit where people, they're having more of an interest than... Because, you know, most of us don't think of archery that much. We think of Robin Hood or something along those lines.
Well, we've had a couple of the good Disney movies come out lately with some archers, and some good movies come out with some archery stuff in it. And so it has picked up some of the popularity, but it's always been a really active sport. You just don't see a lot of it. Most of it's done a lot in the country and on ranches and private property. But there are a ton of people who shoot archery out there. It's a great sport for learning on focus and working with your skills.
All right, just as a kind of a fun question regarding archery versus the gun,
mm-hmm.
What's easier to master?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I don't know if I can answer that honestly, because it's really going to be dependent on your passion. So it's where you're going to develop your skills is where you're going to want to put most of your energy, right? So if you spend the most time with a bow, and you're going to learn that bow, that's why we do the education. It's all about the learning of the platform. Which one's easier per se? I honestly, I don't know.
Okay, well, I was thinking, well, you know, I wonder... Because if you know, it's easy to pull a trigger,
mm-hmm.
But, and, you know, the bullets, you may not hit your target exactly, but it's going straight. With archery, you can pull that, but you don't know where the arrow, it may go straight down in the ground or, you know, hook like a bad golf shot.
Well, and that's kind of the reason why it's such an intricate sport. I mean, they've integrated triggers and releases into the bows over the last 20 years. I mean, they've got all kinds of new technology on these bows. And just like on the firearms now, when the growth of red dots is coming through, I mean, we all are constantly expanding our knowledge. The sports are getting more and more intricate as the years go on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is fun. It can be a little frustrating, but like a lot of things, when you start out, it could be a little frustrating. But it's hard to explain to people the joy you get from pulling that thing back and seeing the arrow go.
And it is nice to be able to go pick your arrows up and not have to go buy more ammo.
Well, there is that. Well, you have so many training, and again, I forget if we alluded to this, that obviously these people are certified by the state of California and so forth. But something also I find interesting is that you have you restore swords.
Yeah.
I saw that. I go, wow, that's different.
Yeah, we have one of my gunsmiths, Taylor. He's a weapon specialist. He actually is an instructor for he does black belt karate instruction for weapons. I believe it's called Kobudo. He'll make fun of me later if I'm wrong. But yeah, we bring in the specialties of each one of our instructors. So when it comes to, if we got a guy who can work on the swords and work on these medieval style weaponries, we'll offer the service. And we've had people bring them in where they've gotten fully restored and fully cleaned up, resharpened, putting new hilts on these things. And I know it sounds strange, but there is little small markets out there of these collectors that are looking for somebody who has the skill set to do these jobs.
Just as well as obviously you offer the gunsmithing at your place as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fully certified gunsmith. I've got two other gentlemen working with me right now. They're gunsmithing away. They're doing a great job. We're full service. I mean, we have got a ton of work in there right now, but that's not a bad thing. We're not complaining. It's just one of those things where we try and turn out the best work we can and make sure it's done right the first time.
And also custom parts as well.
Yeah, we'll do custom work. When it comes down to gunsmithing, there's a big difference between gunsmithing and armory. Armory, which we do armory instruction. It's not belittling it whatsoever. That's the assembly and disassembly and using factory parts and pieces. But when it comes to gunsmithing, we are trained, cross-trained over multiple things. We're a jack of all trades and not a master of none is what I use at the shop. We know how to work on wood. We know how to machine metal. We know how to weld. So we're able to do custom work on something that some armors may not have the skill set yet to do.
Mm-hmm. And also, by the way, I'll just let people know that you will be open Christmas Eve until 4 o'clock, from 10 to 4. And you also have the accessories and the apparel to go along with all the firearms that people have.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. We keep a good selection of things in stock. Like, we've got an entire selection of parts to build the AR-15 pistol, or rifles, I'm sorry, and then Glock pistols. We do lots of modifications for those. We work on a lot of the Smith & Wessons. But when it comes down to it, too, we have no problem ordering something for you specifically the way you want it. It's not just because I don't have it on my shelf, or not just because I don't want to stock it myself personally, doesn't mean we won't get it for you. As long as you're patient with us, we'll get you the exact product you're looking for in the time that you need it. Now, if you're looking for something for the holidays, for Christmas coming up, we've got a good selection of stuff in there right now. You can come down, check it out.
All right. Well, that's good to know for people. And again, there's so much information on their website that you'll be amazed on everything that they offer there at Uncle Ends. So as we wind this down, Jake, your overall, are there any things that people need to look out here for California regarding new gun laws?
Well, when it comes down to the gun laws, I just say be vigilant. Go check out the California Rifle and Pistol Association page. I'm actually one of the regional instructors for this area. I like to send everybody there because the legal analysis done by the California Rifle and Pistol Association is going to be the most up-to-date. They have attorneys from Michelle and Associates that are constantly working on being able to combat some of these laws and regulations. So they're going to be the most up-to-date out of everybody. So California Rifle and Pistol Association, go to What's New for 2025 in the law section, or just look up laws in the search bar, and they should be able to reference you to everything that's new. The reason why I can't really be an expert on it is when California laws, a lot of the time they're very fluid. So we have to wait for them to be released, even get some of the wording on some of these things. And that's where the attorneys can sort of read ahead of it.
Well, yeah, again, you have to make sure of that. All right, Jake, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Again, go to the website, and of course, they're related to
They're located at El Camino Real in Atascadero. That's Uncle Ed's. Again, thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right, Susanna's coming up. Julie Hamill, she's an attorney with the California Policy Center. Can't wait for that. And you're listening to Sound Off, and thank you for doing so on the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.